Mandy? Mary?
Yes, Mommy.
Who spilled the milk on the kitchen floor?
We did, Mommy.
Well, you both know where the schmatas are. Please go get some and wipe up the mess you made.
Okay.
But Mendy, Miri, I want you to know I'm very proud of you for telling the truth.
Schnooky, it works! Baruch Hashem! Did you see how that song made them tell the truth? I'm so excited!
Dr. Needles.
This is terrific!
Dr.
You know,
Needles.
All the kids need is just a little reminder now and then.
Dr. Needles?
Yes, Schnooky, what is it?
I'm hungry. Do we have any cornflakes? Dr. Needles. Dr. Needles. Boy, Dr. Needles must be so tired. He fell asleep right here at the computer. And I can't wake him up. He's been working so hard putting together the rocket, he hasn't slept in days. I'm gonna move him over here and put him on the bed. There, Dr. Needles. Have a good sleep. You really need your rest. Don't worry, I'll take care of everything while you're asleep. Yeah, I'll take care of everything. Oh, no. What am I gonna do if there's a Needles alert? I saw Dr. Needles run the machine, but I never did it by myself. Well, what am I worrying for? There probably won't be a Needles alert anyway.
Needles alert.
What am I going to do?
Needles alert.
Schnooky Shapiro, get a hold of yourself. It can't be that hard to do. Just try and remember what Dr. Needles did, and everything will be all right. Now, let me see. When Dr. Needles heard the alert last time, I think he pushed this yellow button. No, that's the popcorn machine. He must have pushed this white button. Whoa, that's not right. Wait, it says on the screen, push the green button. Okay, I didn't try that one yet. Yeah, that's the right one. Here comes the picture. It looks like the young boys from the neighborhood playing baseball in the park. I'm going to turn up the sound so I can hear what's going on.
Strike one! Come on.
He missed that by a mile. He's going to strike out for sure.
Ruve, quiet. Someone will hear you.
Strike two!
He can't hit for beans.
Ruve, please. Someone's gonna hear you.
Come on, Ruve.
Come on,
we
need a hit.
Strike three or out.
See? See? I told you so.
Please,
Ruve. Coming. He'll hear you. I don't care if he hears me. We never should have picked him for the team. He never gets a hit.
Poor Zalman. That Ruve really hurt his feelings. Embarrassing him in front of the whole team. And look at Zalman now. He's going home by himself all alone with his head down. And oh no, Zalman's crying. If Ruve knew how bad Zalman feels, he never would have said those things. I've got to show Ruve what he did. How am I going to do that? Wait a minute. What's this orange button? It says mind reader. I can send Zalman's thoughts right over to Ruve. I'm gonna tell Ruve to listen to this. Ruve!
Who's that?
Ruve, there's something I want you to hear.
Who's talking to me? What's going on?
Just listen, Ruve. You really need to hear this.
Why does everybody make so much fun of me? Don't they know that it hurts me so? Can't they see my heart is breaking? aching on the inside. Where, oh, where can I hide? Oh, how I wish someone would be my friend and accept me for the way I am. And together we could play and share, if only somebody would care. I always try so hard to do my very best, but I never learn how to play the game. So why does everybody make so much fun of me? I'm feeling so ashamed. Oh, how I wish someone would be my friend and accept me for the way I am. And together we could play and share, if only somebody would care.
Zalman! Zalman, wait up! I have to tell you something.
What do you want, Reuven?
Zalman, I'm really sorry for making you feel bad. I realize now what I did was wrong. I shouldn't have said those things.
I'm sorry too, Reuven.
What are you sorry about, Zalman?
I'm sorry I struck out.
Oh, don't worry about that, Zalman. It was only a game, and that's not important. Let's be friends.
You mean it, Reuven? Really?
Sure I do. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you how to hold the bat so that next time you'll hit a home run. Okay?
Oh, boy! Great!
Wow!